I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. Next week, New Jewish Theater opens a run of My Mother's Lesbian Jewish Wiccan Wedding.
Say it three times fast, Steve.
That old chestnut.
I don't think I can. Kathleen Sitzer, that's her. She is the company's artistic director, and she joins us now with cast members who have already started, Ben Nordstrom and Laura Ackerman. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hi, Steve.
Kathleen, My Mother's Lesbian Jewish Wiccan Wedding. Does that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah, it really does. We've now done the whole play.
This interview is over.
Yeah, didn't take much. It's a musical, Ben? A musical?
It is a musical.
And a true story.
Yes, it's based on a true story.
Now, how many lesbian Wiccan musicals are there?
Oh, Steve, you'd be surprised.
actually, this may be the only musical, but it's not a unique situation, believe it or not.
What do you mean?
Well, since you asked, actually, one of our production people has that kind of a situation, growing up with three mothers, one of whom obviously lesbians, and one of whom is a Wiccan.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is not only is the story true, but it's not all that unique.
Mm. Yeah, it's a lot about the big theme through one of the themes throughout the show is gay marriage and those kind of rights. Actually, up in Canada, where it is now legal, but it couldn't be more timely for us right now.
Well, right, we've got, you know, the national dialogue is all about it. The Supreme Court's talking about it. So incredible timing for you.
Yeah, in Missouri, mm-hmm. going to
something's
the appeals
coming right
court.
Up, yeah.
Yeah. In a couple of weeks. In fact, we'll have Jeff Mittman from the ACLU talking about that 2 days after they appear, mm-hmm. after they give their brief.
Laura, you play your character's Claire.
I'm Claire.
Now, Deborah Sharn is Jane. What's the backstory between you two?
Well, actually, Deborah and I first met in high school. You know how St. Louis is.
Mm-hmm.
We were graduates of Koryezu Academy. I was a senior when she was a freshman. We did a couple of musicals together then. And really haven't seen each other since.
And now you're getting married.
We are getting married.
It was fast.
It was. But
were you familiar with the show at all before you...
Well, I was sent the script over a year ago and had a lovely invitation to come and be in the show and sent the script. And
what was your first impression of it?
I loved it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely loved it. Actually, I was helping to prepare for a wedding that my daughter and son-in-law were involved in. Of two of their dear female friends.
Oh, really?
And it just was all very timely. And my son-in-law actually officiated the wedding.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Ben, mm-hmm. your character, David, you play Laura's character, Claire's son.
Uh-huh.
And you serve as narrator.
Yeah. Yeah, the show was actually written by David Hine, and it's based on his real life story. So he was not an actor. He's a guy who plays guitar in a band. And so when he wrote the show, he sort of wrote himself into the show as a narrator who sort of plays and strings the scenes together.
Well, not to be outdone by our flutists who were in earlier, you brought your guitar with you.
Yeah, okay, so I don't really play. I was cast in the show a while ago, and so I've been sort of trying to learn a few chords so I can skate by in the show.
But I think you've got the opening number you're going to do for us.
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
All right.
Just as a lead-in, this is how the play starts.
Yeah, nothing before this, so here we go. My mother's lesbian Jewish Wiccan wedding was nice. Not a typical wedding, it was out in a field, nobody threw rice. And it all happened in Canada. Yes, things happen in Canada. But the fact of the matter is Canada's just like here. 'Cause we all watch TV shows from America, we all know what Obama is up to, so you probably have no idea who our president is. Trick question, we don't have a president. But you know, we're practically exactly the same except for one small exception. We recently legalized marriage for everyone gay. I could do the second verse if you want.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You got me.
Then I talk a little bit.
Yeah.
My mother's lesbian Jewish Wiccan wedding was gay. Set in Canada, yes. But I was born in the U.S. of A. I grew up in Lincoln, Nebraska. Yes, people are from Nebraska. But that's not what you think in Nebraska when you're 13. and then we segue into the rest of the show.
Very good. Thank you. That's Ben Nordstrom. He's here with Laura Ackerman and Kathleen Sitzer. My Mother's Lesbian Jewish Wiccan Wedding opens next Thursday at the JCC's Wool Studio Theater. So, true story, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Who are
yes.
the playwrights and tell me the background there.
The playwright is David Hine and his wife, Irene Sankoff. And actually, they are both written into the script. Mm-hmm. Ben plays David. And then we have someone playing Irene, who also doubles as other characters
yeah.
as well.
Most of the cast, outside of Laura and myself and Deborah, the rest of the cast, it's a very silly, fun light show, and most of the cast play three or four different roles.
Now, yes. There's actually a boy that I guess plays you at a young age.
Yeah, yes. Pierce Hastings. Yeah, he was
adorable.
He's a student at SLU High School. He's fantastic.
And I think you have some impressive backup musicians you work with.
We do.
We do indeed. Aaron Dorr, one of the engineers here. At 90.7 is our guitar player he's the real guitar player in the show.
Yes.
So if you come into the show to see guitar, come to see him.
He covers for Ben.
Right, exactly. I do want to say real quick, the show is despite the title and the kookiness of it, it's a very sweet show about family.
It's
acceptance.
There are some people that might think it's going to be real, you know, politically charged or something.
Correct.
It's very
Not
sweet,
all.
Very lovely, and it's really a story about self-discovery.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Laura's character's journey.
Yeah.
Well, how do you and your partner meet, or where does the story pick up for the two of you?
We begin actually in Lincoln, Nebraska's airport. I've divorced my husband. Awful. Unhappy, lost my job, and end up with a professorship at a university in Ottawa. So the person whose I rent an apartment from has a choir of women who are politically active, but they're a choir.
A choir that for some reason didn't have any men.
That's yes, that's a line from the show. And I meet this lovely woman at choir practice and discover throughout the play that I've not been happy because I wasn't living my authentic life.
So yeah. Do you and Jane have a lot in common? Are you the same age, come from the same background? Who are you
no,
both?
No, actually, we're utterly different
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
Utterly
yeah, Jane,
different.
Jane comes from a completely different background.
A whole different background.
I think Jane's...
She's well-traveled. Mm-hmm. She's had many careers.
And she's a Wiccan.
And she's a Wiccan.
She's
which,
sort of,
and
which,
I'm Jewish.
Which, by the way, there are people
Maybe
who
we should
do
talk
not
about
know what a Wiccan is.
Yeah. Just stands around a black pot with a hat and stirs it around.
not even a little.
A Wiccan is a witch. The proper name is Wiccan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And,
so it's not really about spells and magic that we're thinking about. It's religious,
well,
sort of, isn't it?
Ironically, mm-hmm. they're
spiritual.
There's a verse about spells and magic.
Yeah. Right.
It's more about life and nature.
And nature, yeah.
Spirituality.
And spirituality and being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire learns a great deal from Jane and actually ends up rediscovering her own religious roots.
Yeah.
She's very fallen away from Judaism.
I love that. I love that part of the show.
I love that part of the show because Jane helps her to see that's part of who she is. Hmm. Claire does a lot of running away for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And her friends in Canada and this woman she completely falls in love with help her to find her way to her own authentic self.
And Ben, how's David with all this, with his mom's new lifestyle?
It's pretty funny. And I suspect this is kind of how it really was in real life, mm-hmm. just researching the real David Hine. He's pretty laid back about the whole thing the entire time. He's 13 when the story sort of kicks into high gear and when everything happens with his mother. And that's kind of one of the jokes in the show. He really doesn't have much to say. He's like, I really was okay with it.
Okay.
And he's very supportive. And, you know, he ends up meeting his, marrying his college sweetheart. They are just full on pro mom mm-hmm. and pro lesbian wedding.
And his mother is a professor of psychology. His father is a psychologist.
Yeah.
And my new wife is a therapist.
Yeah.
So David gets lots of help from us throughout
right,
the show.
Right.
How are you feeling?
Unwanted
right,
help,
right,
but
right.
yes, we're always asking him how he's feeling.
It's pretty funny.
Edward Caulfield is directing. So
yes.
how
he
talk about
is.
Working with him and how he's approached this.
He's delightful. Mm. He really lets us run wild and then reins us back.
Yeah, perhaps too
but
much.
But he sort of gives us a framework and says, let's see what you can do with that.
He's really just a funny guy, so he's the right person.
He is.
I was actually, my wife and I were in his twin brother's gay wedding in Mexico, like, gosh,
really?
15 years ago.
Yeah.
This is all meant to be. I
know, it's kind of weird.
It is.
Ben, you keep playing with the guitar there. Do you want to do something?
No, I don't. I'm such a guitarist now, Steve, that I just can't stop.
Oh, you learned a lot from Aaron, did you?
I'm planning on it. We've only been around the band since we're still just now going into tech. We've only been with the band once so far, but I'm going to be watching him closely.
And you think about the storyline you want to talk about, the journey these women go on during the musical?
I think Laura kind of covered it. If you don't mind if I jump in, because I sit with the band, I'm on stage a lot doing nothing, which I actually do in a lot of shows. No, just kidding. So I get to watch a lot of their stuff, and it is really neat to see how Deborah's character sort of. Teach isn't quite the right word, but really helps Claire to sort of live fully and really be okay with who she is. And that's sort of the story there.
And by the way, I'm not sure we mentioned it, but that character is played by Deborah Sharn, who a lot of people know. She's great.
What a voice. What a lovely woman.
Yeah. So besides being lesbian, Jewish, and Wiccan, it's really just basically a love story.
Yes.
It is.
Yes, well, but it's about family. I think it's about family.
And I think the whole self-journey and the self-discovery.
Well, are there conflicts? And between whom?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I think a big one is Claire with herself, but also...
me and myself, my ex-husband.
Are you not accepting yourself?
Not at all.
I don't even know it at first. It's taken me 47 years to figure out... why I wasn't happy before.
But it's not just the sexuality, too, I mean, which is part of it. But I love the part where she sort of denies her Judaism for a long time. And her mother's a conflict.
Very overbearing.
And so when she sort of deals with that towards the end of the play, I think it's one of my favorite moments.
New Jewish Theater presents My Mother's Lesbian Jewish Wiccan Wedding. Opens next Thursday, runs through May the 31st. See, I can't even say it without chuckling.
And it's fun. I love that.
The performance is going to be out at JCC's Wool Studio Theater. If you'd like ticket information and more details, please go to our website, stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. And really quick, Laura, this is the first time I've met you, which I'm almost surprised because you've been acting around town a long time. You first appeared at the movie at the Muni when you were 19 years old.
19. And
10 years ago.
Yeah.
How'd you work 38 shows in 10 years?
Well, some seasons, in the early days, we did the whole summer. It was the same chorus for all shows.
But you've done 38 Muni shows.
36.
36.
36.
And then you spent some time, a decade in New York
10 years
working.
In New York. Several flops. big hit that went on without me. I was in the hospital for opening.
What was that?
And then it was called Whoopee.
Oh, cool.
And came from Goodspeed. I did 3 shows from Goodspeed that were supposed to go to Broadway.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Yes, and I'm happily back in St. Louis.
And Ben,
I love
of course, we know you for many, many years.
Yeah,
at stages
old,
primarily.
Old news. Yeah.
No, there's and of course, just last a week ago today, you hosted the MC, the Teen Talent Competition at the Fox. You've done it for a few years.
5 years.
How'd that go?
It went great. That's a fun. When I first did it, we didn't know what it was going to be. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And now it's just great, honestly, we spend a week rehearsing. And so being around the kids and seeing the scholarships that they get and all of that, it's a pretty neat event.
That's Ben Nordstrom. Also here, actress Laura Ackerman and Kathleen Sitzer, the artistic director of New Jewish Theater. Again, My Mother's Lesbian Jewish Wiccan Wedding, May 7th through 31st. Go to our website for more information. And we need you, Ben. Since you have your guitar here, could you like do some background music as I go out?
Yes. Are we going out?
Yeah.
Do you want me to sing or not sing? Just guitar?
People need to understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. You talk and I'll play guitar.
That sounds like a plan. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, thank you all for being here, by the way.
Sure.
Break a leg, Laura.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with soprano Sylvia McNair about a new work that she'll sing to close the Chamber Music Society of St. Louis's season. We'll also look at African Musical Arts' new project, and then join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air for an update on the girls and women that were recently rescued in Nigeria, and an excerpt of St. Louis Public Radio's We Live Here podcast focusing on a day in the life of a police officer. Should I start singing?
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay, no, maybe not. Archive versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Evita Caldwell, Aaron Dorr, and Katie Cook. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council State Agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. And who am I?
This is Steve Potter. You're listening to Cityscape. Have a great day.